你的恩典。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace.
啊，你让我们很平安的度过了六天。
You have peacefully guided us so that we can go through our 6 days.
在这六天，我们生活都非常的忙碌。
Within these 6 days, we are very busy in our lives.
大家也很认真做事。
Everyone have put in their full effort to work.
啊，今天是你所设立的安息圣日。
But today is the Sabbath day that you have instituted.
在这一天，你要让人们的身心呢得到舒畅。
On this day, you will give refreshments to the souls of every man.
在这一天，你要让我们能够纪念你的救赎的功劳。
On this day, we are to remember the work of your creation and salvation.
主啊，你的爱是何等的广阔高深。
Oh Lord, how long and deep and wide and high is your love?
因为你知道我们人的极限，工作六天以后，身心就会疲惫。
Because you know the limits of man, that we may be very tired after 6 days of full work.
第七天能够让我们得到休息。
On the 7th day, that we may acquire rest.
在这一天，你会特别的祝福大家。
On this day, you shall fully bless everyone.
所以愿你按照你的应许来祝福今天来参加安息圣日的弟兄姐妹啊，朋友们。
May it be according to your promise that you bless every one of us, our brothers and sisters, our relatives and friends that come to observe the Sabbath day.
愿你的话语，你的灵能够滋润我们的心。
May your words and your spirit nourish our souls.
能够把你的平安与喜乐放在我们内心。
That you put peace and joy within our hearts.
今天我们来你的面前学习道理。
Today we have come before you to learn of your words.
愿你的话能够放在我们心里，成为我们力量的来源。
May you place your words within our hearts so that we may receive strength.
能够应付下个星期的各种不同的挑战。
That we can face next week, which is full of different challenges.
主啊，愿你垂听我们的祷告。
Lord, please hear our prayers.
啊，愿一切颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
May all the praise, glory, and honor be given to your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
那首先来看圣经啊，马太福音。
Please let us refer first to the Bible, the Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音第五章
Matthew chapter 5
第五章第五节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 5
马太福音第五章第五节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 5
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth
啊，这一句话我们经常听
We often hear of this verse
尤其是主耶稣的登山宝训，大家也经常听。
We have often heard of the beatitudes that the Lord Jesus spoke on the mount.
啊，所以这句话大家都非常的熟悉。
So we are very familiar with this verse.
那温柔啊，字典啊，就把它定义成为温和柔顺。
The dictionary definition of the word meek is to be gentle and submissive.
啊，就是还要有一个顺服。
Which carry the term submissive.
那当这个温啊，就是按照字的话，温就按照中文字啊，这个温的话就是表示很尖头，表示很温水，刚刚好啊，不太冷啊，也不太热。
The word meek also carry in the Chinese definition as someone being gentle, not too cold and not too hot.
因为每一种文字的意思啊，背后都有一个很深长的意义。
Because for every word behind it carries a deeper meaning.
所以这个温和就是很温呐、啊，你太热的话，你觉得很不舒服啊，啊，那你太冷的话，又觉得太冻啊，也不舒服。
Being gentle and warm means that you are not too cold or too hot, which makes people uncomfortable.
啊，我们都要帮忙过孩子洗澡的经验。
We have all experienced the time when we bathe our children.
要帮孩子洗澡，那我们一定要先试这个水温啊，是不是太热还是太冷？
Before we bathe our children, we will test the water temperature, whether it's too hot or too cold.
一定要刚刚好啊，我们自己都觉得很舒适的水温，然后再把孩子放进水里头洗澡。
It has to be at the correct temperature that it is completely warm, so that we can put our children in.
啊，所以温的话啊，会让人觉得很舒适。
So being warm, it makes others feel very comfortable.
啊，但是呢，也有人呢、啊，把温柔哈、啊、就。看成是没有主见啊，是一种软弱的代表。
However, there are others that view gentleness as being someone who has no principles or no backbone.
啊，甚至于有的词典呢，就干脆把这个温柔啊，把它定义为啊太柔顺的话，就容易被影响。
There are even some dictionary definition as to define this word as being someone who is easily swayed because he's too gentle and too nice.
啊，因为他没有主见啊，太软弱啊，就没有骨气，没有勇敢，没有那个 guts。
Because a person is without principles or his own personal opinions, that he does not have the guts to stand up for himself.
啊，所以就偏向这种负面的解释。
It becomes a more negative connotation.
啊，所以有的人就会质疑说。那主要是为什么提到说啊温柔的人有福了
？Then why did Jesus here refer, blessed are the meek？
啊，其实主要就说的这个温柔啊，是一种正面的。
Actually, this meek represents a positive attitude。
啊，所以有的英文字典呢、啊，就把它解释的延伸的啊更清楚了、啊。
Therefore, some English dictionaries extended itself to give an extension of the definition.
温柔的人就是表示他内在有平安。
A person who is meek has a deep peace within himself.
啊，他有这种属灵的安全感。
He has the security in the spirit.
啊，他既然有属灵的安全感，他有内在的平安，那他就不在乎这个外在的环境。
Since he is spiritually secure and he has the peace within himself, he is not easily moved by the environment outwardly.
所以就是外在有人来歧视他。
Even if some people discriminate them externally,
有人对他冷漠。
Some people are cold toward them.
有人待他有不公平的待遇。
Some people may be unjust to them.
但是他内心呢有平安，有这种安全感。
But within themselves, they have peace and internal security.
因此他就不会惧怕。
They are not afraid.
那有福了啊，温柔的人有福了。
So blessed are the meek.
那就是说啊，他们的内心啊就会很 sweet， 就会很甜蜜。
So they feel the sweetness in their hearts.
而且他们有这种自我节制的力量。
They have the strength to have their own self-control.
啊，在该生气的时候啊，应该有理由生气的时候，但是他们选择不生气，因为他们有这种节制的力量。
Though they may have the right and the reason to be angry, but they are in control of themselves. They do not vent their anger.
所以你说温柔是刚强还是软弱呢
？So let us think: is being meek a type of strength or a weakness?
啊，其实它是非常刚强的。
Actually, it is a strength.
那圣经说啊，温柔的人啊，必要承受地土。
And the Bible says that for they shall inherit the earth.
那当我们地土的话，就的土地上，就这个我们的土地。
The earth, what does it refer to? Our earth.
那承受土地的话，假若温柔的人啊，那神就赏赐给你一大片的土地。
So for those who are meek, God will give you a big piece of the earth.
但是这一大片的土地又有麻烦，因为你还要缴这个土地税。
Because since you have this piece, big piece of land, then you have to pay the property tax.
啊，所以有的人说啊，你要赏赐给我一栋很大的房子的话，我养不起啊，因为光是那个税金啊，那个房屋税就很多钱。
Therefore, some people said, even if you give me a big property, I will not be able to maintain it because I am unable to pay the property taxes.
啊，所以可见主子所讲的必承受地土啊，不是说我们。眼睛所看到这个物质界的土地。
So we can infer that the saying here, for they shall inherit the earth, this is not the earth that we see with it from our eyes.
所以必承受地土一定有一个很特殊的意义。
There must be a special meaning that is hidden within here.
好，那我们请看诗篇的三十七篇。
Let's now turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇的十一节。
Psalm 37, verse 11.
诗篇三十七篇的十一节。
Psalm 37, verse 11.
十一节。
Verse 11.
三十七篇十一节。
37, verse 11.
但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
哦，所以这个英文圣经啊，这 meek， 那这 meek 是温柔啊。我们在马太福音就被翻译成为温柔啊。
So the meek here is referred to in the Gospel of Matthew being the meek.
因为谦卑是很面的体，就是 humble 的 humble。
Because it does not refer to only being humble.
所以十一节的话，假如按照马太福音这样对照的话，应该是要说，但温柔的人啊，必承受地土。
So if you match the two, verse 11, as in Gospel of Matthew, the those who are meek and gentle shall inherit the earth.
那以丰盛的平安为乐。
And they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
所以这一句的本身就要解释说到底什么是地图。
So this will define us what is the meaning of the earth.
说地图的意思就是说有丰盛的平安。
The earth therefore refers to the abundance of peace.
好，那我们把整句话再读一次。
So let us read again one more time.
就是马太福音，说温柔的人有福了。
So according to the Gospel of Matthew, blessed are the meek.
为什么呢？因为他们必有丰盛的平安。
Why? Because they shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
哦，那这样子我们就容易理解了。
Then we can easily understand.
好，他们会享受啊平安与丰盛。
They can delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
那我们温柔的话，可以有两方面的温柔。
When we're meek, we can be meek in two ways.
那第一种温柔是对神的温柔。
The first type is toward God.
我们对神也要温柔，不只是对人呢。
We also have to be meek and gentle toward God, not only to men.
那第二个方面就是对人的温柔。
The second part is to be gentle to men.
所以有的人说啊, 对神的温柔啊, 就是对神的一种态度。
So some people refer to the gentleness to God as a type of attitude.
也就是说啊, 我们对神所安排的各种环境, 我们都能够接受。
Which means that we're able to undertake all types of environments that God has given to us.
那不温柔的人就不接受啊。
If we're not gentle, we're not able to accept.
就对人也是一样，对人就是我们很温柔的话，那就没关系，无所谓，你安排什么我都可以接受。
This is in the same manner to other people. When others arrange any different type of situations for us, we're submissive enough to accept them.
所以对神温柔，也就是能够接受神的安排，他不会抗拒，他也不会去与神争论。
To be gentle to God, meaning a person is able to accept in whatever circumstance God has placed them in. They will not resist God or argue with God, just as the Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣要被钉十字架以前，我们看他的祷告是怎么祷告。
Before the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross, let us see what kind of prayer that he made.
请看马太福音的26章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
26章39节
Verse 39
马太福音26章39节
Gospel of Matthew chapter 26 verse 39
他就稍往前走伏在地祷告说我父啊倘若可行求你叫这杯离开我然而不要照我的意思只要照你的意思
39, he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will.
那只要是人的话,
as long as we're called men, we have all different opinions.
那主耶稣他是道成肉身,
the Lord Jesus is the Word itself become flesh, and he came in the likeness of men.
他有他的感觉, 他有他的想法。
He has his feelings and his opinions.
那按照他的想法, 当然不要受苦最好了。
According to his own opinion, he would like it that if he will not have to go through sufferings.
但是既然是神差遣他来到这个世界上为人的罪要付出赎价。
But since God has sent him into this world to pay a price for the sins of men,
这个是天父对他的旨意，对他的计划。
This is the Heavenly Father's will for him and his plan.
天父已经写出一个剧本，要他按照这个剧本去演出。
The Heavenly Father has written out the script that he should act out the script.
好像演员啊，这个主角他要按照剧本来演出啊。
Just like the actors and actresses, they have to go according to the script.
他看了剧本以后，不能说啊，这个剧本我不喜欢，我不演。
After reading the script, they cannot say that I don't like this script. I will not act it out.
这主耶稣就是把神在旧约时代所写出的剧本啊，现在要演出。
The Lord Jesus was about to act out the script that was written all about him in the Old Testament.
那只能够他说，那就照神的意思，不要照我的意思。
Here he can only say, not as I will, but as you will.
啊，这个他说是顺服天父的旨意，也就是他对神的一种温柔的表现。
At this time, he was submissive to the Heavenly Father's will, which he acted out his gentleness and meekness.
那有些时候我们人对神的安排啊，不是很满意。
Many a times we as human beings are not completely satisfied with the plans of God.
对神所安排给我们的人，周边的人，周边的环境，有些时候我们不是很满意的。
Sometimes we're not satisfied with the people and the surroundings that God has placed us in.
其实啊，神所安排的是最美好的。
Actually, the arrangements of God will be the best.
只是我们没有信心去领受。
It's only that we don't have the faith to accept them.
我们没有信心看到这个环境背面的祝福。
We cannot see the blessings that are hidden at the back of this environment.
我们的眼睛啊，只是看到目前的环境。
Our eyes can only view the environment or the circumstance before us.
但是没有看到环境背后的祝福。
But we're unable to view the blessings behind these circumstances.
有三个原因圣经告诉我们可以放心的顺从圣灵的引导。
The Bible gives us three reasons that we can relax and give in to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
也就是有理由对神所安排的来顺服，来温柔。
These are the reasons that we should be gentle and be submissive to the arrangements of God.
那第一个我们明白万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
The first one is that everyone works for the good for those who love God.
我们知道没有一件事情是偶然的。
We know that nothing is coincidental.
每个事情都是连接起来，就要成为很有意义的神的计划。
Everything is linked together to form the beautiful plan of God.
缺少一个就不可以啊。
If we cannot miss a puzzle.
我们看约瑟，约瑟神对他的终极目标就是要让他当宰相，能够拯救他全家的人。
We see that the ultimate goal of God toward Joseph is that so that he can one day become the prime minister and save his whole family.
免于被饥荒所灭。
So that they do not perish due to the famine.
那这个神的爱呀。
This is the love of God.
这个是神对他们整个家族的计划。
This is the whole beautiful plan for their family.
而且神也曾经应许亚伯拉罕过。
And one day God has also promised Abraham.
说神不会放弃，不会让他的应许落空的。
That God will not forsake and will not let his words come to nothing.
所以必须要让他被卖到埃及地去。
So much so that Joseph had to be sold to Egypt.
让他在人的家里为奴。
That he will serve as a slave in someone's household. And one day he will be in jail. These are the one of the parts of the plan. This is his life. A person's life is formed by many different pieces of things. Not even a matter can be taken away. Of course, it is very uncomfortable for him to be locked up in jail. Not even a person is willing to be locked up in jail. Especially when he had done nothing wrong. He was a righteous man. However, he was wronged and placed into prison. But this was one of God's plan.
所以凡事都是互相效力的。
So everyone works for the good.
没有这个过程的话，他就不会碰到两个埃及的官员。
Without this part of life, he will not have met the two high officials in Egypt.
那神的计划就不能够实现了。
Then God's plan will not be fulfilled.
所以苦难本身呢，每一个环节都是有意义的。
So every process of adversity has its meaning.
但是苦难对另外一种人就没有什么意义。
However, some adversities serve as nothing, no meaning to some people.
就是不温柔的人。
To those who are not gentle.
不顺从神安排的人。
Those who are unwilling to submit to God's plan.
因为圣经特别提到叫爱神的人得到益处。
Because the Bible specifically say that all things work for the good of for those who love God.
假如当时约瑟他不顺服神的安排。
If during those time Joseph refused to go according to God's plan.
他想办法逃走。
He would seek for ways to escape.
假如他让他逃走，他计划很久，而且呢是刻意的去计划啊，真的有一天他成功的逃离开监狱。
For example, if he had planned for a long time for his escape, and one day he succeeded to escape from that jail.
那以人的想法，感谢主啊，天父啊，我感谢你让我逃亡成功了。
According to human will, you would have thanked God that oh, I have escaped successfully from this suffering.
但是神可能在天上摇头啊。
But in actuality, God may be shaking his head up in heaven.
说你距离宰相的地位只有一步而已啊。
You are only one step away from being a prime minister.
你自己放弃的。
But you have given up.
所以我们一定要顺从神的安排。
So we surely have to submit to God's plan.
假如抱怨的话。
If we complain against him.
苦难对我们来说会更苦。
Adversities will be even more of a suffering for us.
但是只要是我们接受。
But if we were to accept them,
我们顺从神的安排。
We submit to God's arrangements.
我们对神有温柔的心。
We maintain a gentle and meek heart to God.
那所带来是无可限量的祝福啊。
What it brings is abundance of blessings that we cannot think of.
苦难是很苦的。
Sufferings indeed are adversities.
忍耐。
We have to be patient.
等灾难过去。
To endure until the adversity passed by.
因为灾难一定有个时候。
Because these sufferings will be temporary.
一天两天三天。
One day, two days, or three days.
约瑟他经过十三年的时间。
Joseph went through 13 years of sufferings.
但是后来那计划就成全了。
But later on, God's plan was fulfilled.
所以我们一定要相信神的带领。
So we have to believe in the guidance of God.
万事都是互相效力的。
Everything works for the good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
That those who love God may benefit from it.
不爱神的话，这个苦难会让我们更苦啊。
If you don't love God, then these adversities will make us suffer even more.
所以我们一定要专注在神的身上。
So we have to fix our eyes on the Lord Himself.
那么第二个原因，为什么要顺从神的带领？
Then there's a second reason why we need to submit to God's guidance.
因为凡事都有定时。
Because there is a time set for everything.
这是大家很都很熟悉这个《传道书》三章第一节里面所记载的。
We're very familiar with this concept because it's written in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
因为神创造天地以后
，After the creation of the world，
就是时间跟空间
，There's a time and space，
就是一天、两天、三天这样子的区分呢
，Which separates one day from another。
所以神为了要让我们得到好处。
Because God wants us to benefit from it.
神会栽培我们的。
God will cultivate us.
那栽培一定要有个时间。
When you cultivate someone, you need time.
神为了让我们能够成功。
In order for us to succeed.
神会安排人来帮助我们。
God will arrange for someone to help us.
神所安排的人，他还没有到位啊。
Before the person can even arrive,
所以需要时间呢。
It needs time.
那个人正在往我们的方向前进。
Maybe that person is approaching us slowly.
到了我们这里以前，这段是一种的苦难。
The distance between us and that person approaching us is the time of suffering.
神要解救我们。
God will save us.
但是也是借着环境，借着人来帮助我们。
But it is through our circumstances and the people around us to help us.
但是那个人还在途中啊。
But that person is still on his way.
所以圣经才告诉我们，我们要耐心等候。
Therefore, the Bible constantly encourages us to be patiently enduring.
当然现在等候耐心呢，这个现在的教育啊，不大重视。
Of course, nowadays we don't emphasize on the teachings of waiting patiently.
那现在都是快速的一个时代。
Now is a generation of speed.
所以等候耐心这个就。不断谈论呢。
We seldom mention of the terms being patient or wait.
俗语说啊，天时地利人和。
There's a saying that says everything has to match God's timing, the people that's arranged, and the geographical position that is right.
这个都是神美好的安排。
These are all the beautiful arrangement of God.
圣经说啊，这个凡事都在乎当时的机会。
The Bible says time and chance happen to them all.
那机会就是神所赏赐的。
And chance is given by God.
我们人呢，没有办法来控制时间呢。
As human beings, we are unable to control the time.
所以我们一定要顺从神的带领，神的旨意。
Therefore, we have to submit to God's guidance and God's will.
那哀哭有时，喜笑有时。
There's a time to mourn and there's the time to laugh.
那这个都是轮流交替的。
These are a cycle.
所以在苦难当中，一定要让它过去呀。
Therefore, in our sufferings, we have to let it go pass by.
那我们知道背后有神的祝福。
We know that behind all this, there's a blessing from God.
那第三个原因呢？
The third reason.
神的意念是高过人的意念。
God's ways are higher than our ways.
那神的道路高过人的道路。
The path of God is higher than our paths.
圣经记载以赛亚书，大家也非常熟悉啊。
We are also very familiar about this recorded in Isaiah.
那他也说啊，这个天离地。差得多远哈？那我对你们的爱也就是那么深，那么厚。
It also tells how high the heavens is away from the earth. That is also the depth of my love to you.
所以有些时候神的计划、神的旨意，我们是很难的去理解的。
Sometimes it is very hard for us to understand God's plan and God's thoughts.
就好像天跟地离得那么远，我们怎么去明白呢
？Just as how high is the heavens above the earth, how can we understand all these?
比如说啊，拉撒路啊，这个新约圣经的拉撒路。
For example, Lazarus in the New Testament.
啊，他生病的。
He was sick.
啊，当然他的姐姐们就很着急。
Of course, his sisters were very, anxious.
啊，就派人去请主耶稣赶快到他们家来帮助拉撒路祷告，让他能够啊免于那、更恶化。
Of course, they sent for the Lord Jesus to quickly come to their household to pray so that his illnesses will not become worse.
能够让他好起来。
So that he can recover.
啊，这个是人之常情，姐啊，这个姐弟之情啊。
Of course, it is natural feelings among brothers and sisters.
所以按照人的常理来说，我们主要是应该要赶快去的。
According to human reasoning, Lord Jesus should hurry quickly to their household.
因为圣经特别记载说，主耶稣特别爱这个家庭啊。
Because the Lord Jesus, as recorded in the Bible, deeply loved this family.
因为这个家庭可能已经失去了父母亲。
Perhaps this family has lost their parents.
所以变成孤儿。
They were orphans.
但主耶稣一定会特别照顾。
The Lord Jesus will surely take special care of them.
但是主耶稣没有马上去。
But the Lord did not proceed immediately.
所以甚至于拉撒路的姐姐，两个姐姐也在抱怨说：“主啊，这为什么不赶快来啊？”
Even the two sisters of Lazarus were complaining against the Lord, saying that, "Why did you not immediately come?"
啊，可能我们也会发出这种抱怨的声音呢、啊。
Of course, sometimes we may grumble in this way too.
我们有些时候就说啊，医生赶快怎么不赶快来呀、啊、
？How come the doctor is not here quickly?
啊，人都已经病成这个样子了，还不赶快来
？The sick person is already suffering in this way.
我们会发出抱怨的声音呢、啊。
Maybe we can grumble and complain.
这是人之常情。
It's only natural for us to do so.
这是人的想法。
These are all our own thoughts.
但是神的意念呢、啊，却不是这样子。
But God's will and thinking is not like this.
主耶稣在继续拖延。
Lord Jesus, intentfully delayed.
延迟了几天以后才
出发。To delay after a few days.
出发。
And then he set forth.
可能出发的时候人已经死了。
When he came, the man already died.
啊，主耶稣不是不知道。
It's not that the Lord Jesus did not know.
但是天父有天父的旨意。
But the Heavenly Father has His own plan.
神的想法跟我们的想法不一样。
God's plan is so different from us.
神就是要得到最大的荣耀。
God wants to receive the ultimate glory.
神的知道拉撒路，哎，会再活起来。
God knows that Lazarus will live again.
因为他是能够叫死人复活的神呢、啊。
Because he is a God who can call the dead to life.
啊，生命超在他的手中啊。
Life is in his hands.
所以他的能力叫拉撒路活起来。
Because according to his power, he called Lazarus back to life.
所以当然对主耶稣啊，主耶稣啊，他心里很笃定，有信心呢、啊。
According to the Lord Jesus, in his heart, he had the faith.
为了要让天父得到最大的荣耀。
In order so that the Heavenly Father receive the abundance of glory.
人得平安。
And peace be to men.
所以我们看到神的旨意跟人的旨意的确是差很多。
So we see that the will of God is very different from the will of men.
但是我们作为人呢，往往是不能够明白天父的旨意。
But many a times, as men, we are unable to understand the will of God.
那为什么不能够明白天父的旨意？
Why is it that we cannot understand?
啊，就是缺乏对神的认识。
Because we lack in the understanding of God.
神是全能的神。
God is a powerful God.
他能从无中造有。
He can call into being something that is not.
他能够叫死人复活。
He can call the dead back to life.
所以我们对与我们所敬拜的神要有一个很充分的认识。
So we have to have a full understanding to the God that we worship.
我们就能够信赖他。
Only then can we rely on Him.
啊，所以我们就能够顺从神的带领呢。
And then we can submit to whatever His will brings us.
啊，就能够对神的安排有温柔的心。
Then we can be gentle and meek to His arrangements.
我们就不会产生任何的杂音啊，任何的抱怨。
We will not come up with these unnecessary noise such as grumbling and complaining.
那我们的温柔就是像这个棉花一样，一个东西啊，重的东西掉下去以后啊，不会有杂音，因为它会吸收这种的音。
When we're gentle and meek, we're likened to a cotton ball. When the cotton descend down, it will not produce any unnecessary noise.
那只要是很硬的话，那硬的话，这个东西掉下去就会产生杂音。
And like a heavy object, when it falls down to a table, there will be sound.
啊，所以我们就要顺从神的安排。
So we have to submit to God's arrangements.
也就是对神有温柔的心。
Which means we have to have a gentle and meek heart to God.
那第二个我们要谈对人温柔。
Secondly, we will talk about being gentle to others.
那当然温柔啊，可能也很抽象，只是说温柔，那怎么去温柔？什么叫做温柔呢？
Of course, gentleness is such an abstract thought. How can we be gentle to others?
那我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's refer to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 7。
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲抚养自己的孩子。
7. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishing her own children.
这个是来告诉我们怎么才算是温柔，怎么有一个温柔的心。
This is to define for us what is the meaning of being.Having a gentle heart.
这里说要存心，就是要很刻意要去追求。
Which means that we have to purposely paying effort to pursue it.
那我们只要不去注意的话，我们真的就不会产生温柔啊。
If we don't pay attention, we're unable to be gentle.
因为只要是只按照我们的情绪去反应的话，不会有温柔的。
Because when we react according to our emotions, we're unable to be gentle.
而是要刻意的去做。
We have to purposely do it.
那做到习惯了，就变成我们生活上的一种方式，生活上的习惯了。
When we're in a habit of doing in that way, then it will become a positive habit in our lives.
那以后我们就经常按照我们的习惯去做了。
And in the future, we will go according to our habit.
所以要存心啊，要很谨慎，要经常有这种心智。
So we have to purposely, intentfully to have this type of attitude.
那这里说啊。说如同母亲抚养自己的孩子。
Here it mentions just as a nursing mother cherishing her own children.
那事实上是要说好像是抚养自己的婴孩呀。
Actually, it's referring to how a mother is handling her infant.
那抚养的话，英文有的叫做 cherish， 就是要很珍惜。
In the English version of the Bible, it uses the word cherish.
那也是要让婴孩有温暖
，so that the infant will have warmth。
所以这个字根的意思啊，就是好像把婴孩放入保温箱里头一样。
So the root meaning of this word is so that the child can be put in the incubator。
那这个保温箱就是受保护。
In the incubator, the infant is fully protected。
那保温箱的里头的婴孩就是比较软弱有问题，我们才把它放入保温箱里头。
Usually, the infants who are more weaker are needed.To be put into the incubator.
有的时候我们去访问这些孩童的医院，儿童医院。
Sometimes we visit at the children's hospital.
那经过走道看到保温箱里头的婴儿。
When we walk through the hallway, we saw some infants in the incubators.
我们看到护士怎么处理，怎么去喂养。
Then we saw how the nurses were nursing these infants.
都是非常小心翼翼的。
They were so gentle and very careful.
为什么要那么小心？就是恐怕去伤害到婴儿。
Why did they need to be so gentle? Because they were afraid to harm that infant.
因为他们很软弱。
Because they were very weak.
所以才被放在里头。
That's why they were in that place.
所以我们要怎么去温柔，就是好像对待在保温箱里头的婴儿一样。
So when we want to be gentle, we are to treat others as if others are in the, are infants in the incubators.
那小心翼翼的，我们怕他受到伤害。
We are so careful that we don't want to harm them.
所以我们看那些护士也要很有爱心，很有耐心。
These nurses have to be very patient and full of love.
每一个动作都是很小心的。
Every single action has to be done out of carefulness.
因为恐怕被他伤害。
In case they would have hurt them.
一个小女孩啊，那她跟其他的小朋友在聊天，在那边也不是玩耍，就是大家在那里在一起呀。
There was a little girl who was hanging around with other people of her age.
那当这些年纪小的，大概4岁还是5岁，这些小孩子们呢，他们也会说话，也会聊天。
These people, they were talking amongst each other. They were about 4 or 5 years old.
那当然不是每个孩子都一样的素质。
Of course, not every kid will have the same qualities.
那有的孩子就比较凶悍。
Some people, some child will be more fierce than others.
那所以其中有一个小女孩就对那个。另外一个女孩啊，说她啊，对她说出一种很凶悍的话。
One of the little girls spoke to another girl, very meanly.
在旁边的大人啊，就跟那个 那另外小女孩说啊，你怎么没有回应？你怎么没有骂回去的？
Then an adult that was standing nearby spoke that to that girl, saying, "Why did you not respond? Why did you not scream back at her?"
啊，这个小女孩说，哎，我怕她，我假设用她所讲的话一样的来回应她的话，怕她受到伤害。
However, this little girl answered, "If I were to use the same words that she used to me, I'm afraid she will be hurt."
哦，这个大人啊，听到以后啊，他很受感动啊。这个大人在跟我分享，跟我自己，我本人分享这个故事。
This adult was greatly moved after hearing this little girl's story, and he shared this story with me.
我很受感动啊。
I was so moved.
那么小的年纪就知道说不要去伤害别人。
In such a small age, she could understand how not to harm others.
在这个环境，在这个社会里头，他是有理由了反击回去的。
In this circumstance, in this society, she had the full right to respond back the same way.
但是她选择不要。
But she chose not to.
因为她有温柔的心。
Because she had a gentle heart.
小孩子都知道不要去伤害别人了。
Even the little child knows how to not hurt others.
所以她自己本身受的言语的霸凌。
She herself restricted herself in her words.
但是她没有顶回去的。
Even though she was bullied by strong words.
所以圣经告诉我们要存心温柔啊。
Therefore, the Bible tells us that we have to be intentfully meek.
啊，就是我们对待信徒，就是要叫温柔，存心温柔。
When we treat other believers, we have to do in the same way.
啊，因为怕对方啊受到伤害。
Because we are afraid that the other party becomes hurt.
那我们再来看其他经节怎么来解释这个温柔。
Let's refer to other verses. How does it refer to this gentleness?
提多书
The book of Titus.
提多书第三章的第二节
The book of Titus, chapter 3, verse 2.
提多书第三章第二节
Titus, chapter 3, verse 2.
第二节说不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Verse 2, to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men.
所以温柔的人就不会去毁谤，不会去恶意批评别人。
So a meek person will not intentfully speak evil of someone.
啊，他不会争竞。
He will not argue.
那为什么会争竞？一定是有人自高自大。
Why do we need to argue? Because it might be that one of us.
他以为他是。啊，他是懂得最多的。
Is proud, and we think that we know the more.
他以为他所想的方法是最好的。
Because we may think that our way is the best way.
他说大家一定要听他的。
That everyone should listen to us.
啊，但是有的时候不一定啊，不一定他的方法是最好的啊。
But sometimes it may not be so.
可能有的人比他的方法更好。
Perhaps other people can think of more better ways than you.
啊，可是他可能不听啊。
But that person might not listen.
这样子的话，当然就会产生争竞。
In such circumstance, of course, there's an argument.
所以什么是温柔？
So what is the definition of being meek?
温柔的不要啊，在不要毁谤，不要批评。
Do not speak evil of anyone and criticize anyone.
不要论断。
Do not judge anyone.
啊，不要争竞，不要自高自大、狂妄、狂傲。
Do not be boastful and proud and argue with people.
啊，总要和平啊。
Always be peaceable.
要内心要柔和一点。
Within our hearts, we have to be more gentle.
啊，虽然对方讲的话我们听起来可能不大顺耳。
Even though the words that are spoken by the other person might not enter soothingly into our ears.
但是我们内心啊，就是要柔顺。
However, in our hearts, we have to be submissive.
只要他讲的方法是对，是有道理哈，那跟道理跟救恩没有什么关系，那不妨听一听，试试看啊。
As long as what they suggest is not going against the truth and may be reasonable, it is always okay for us to try and listen to it.
那我们就有温柔的心，就不会产生有争吵的事情。
With such a meek heart, then we will not involve ourselves into an argument.
所以温柔啊，还要加上体贴。
To be gentle, and we also need to be extremely understanding.
也就是站在对方的立场来想事情。
We have to put ourselves in other people's shoes.
那对方讲这个话可能有他的理由啊。
Perhaps they have other reasons for saying these words.
啊，那对方为什么会这样做？可能有他背后的动机、背后的理由。
Why do they do these things? Perhaps they have other motives or intentions, other reasons.
所以我们只要是能够多多了解对方的话，就能够对别人有怜悯的心肠。
So only if we can understand the other person more and more, then we can understand their heart.
所以有这个温柔的心呢。
To have this gentle heart.
那温柔的心呢，在旧约圣经啊，在诗篇呢，还把它比喻好像比油啊，更滑润，更柔和。
Gentleness, as described in Psalm, is even more fluid than oil.
所以我们看柔和本身呢，你说它是软性，它是比油更滑的。
So we see that this gentleness, this character, is even more smooth than oil.
因为柔和的话，那能够免大过。
Because by being gentle, we escape from big tragedies.
因为柔和。 的话能够让别人听起来很舒适。Because
by being gentle, our words would be very soothing to others.
啊，所以我们说话要温柔啊，不要太急躁，也不要讲得太咄咄逼人，让别人呢不能够接受。So
let our words be gentle and be acceptable to other people.
所以柔和就是有种暖心。To
be gentle is to be like very soft.
啊，不要太热啊，你太热很不舒服，也不要太冷，冷冰冰的。Don't
be too hot or extremely cold.
但是呢，柔和也是刚强的。But
by being gentle, you are also strong.
假设没有受熬炼达到一个很成熟的地步的话，那是不可能做到这种带有刚强的柔和。Unless
you are being tried, you go through trials and being trained into being someone who is strong through gentleness.
因为圣经说啊，柔和的话能够折断骨头啊。Because
the Bible says, by being gentle, you can break a bone.
哦，你看他是不是很刚硬啊
？You see, is someone very hard?
因为他是要有节制的。
Because he needs to be to have self-control.
柔和当中是带有能力的。
In your gentleness, you have strength.
因为他能够折断骨头啊。
Because you can break a bone.
那骨头是很硬的。
A bone is very hard.
所以柔和有它的柔软的一面，它有刚强的一面。
So gentleness have a side of being weak and the side of being strong.
那圣经说啊，温柔的人有福了。
But the Bible says, "Blessed are the meek."
啊，其实这个温柔已经温柔的人已经被磨练到一个地步了。
Actually, those people who are meek have already been trained to a particular state.
所以他内心的响声啊，已经没了。
They do not have the voices of their hearts.
啊，以前要建造所罗门的圣殿啊。
In the past, they were going to build the Solomon's temple.
那个圣殿的大石头啊，已经在山上都已经凿成好了。
These stones have been quarried already in the mountains.
所以搬到山底下要来建造圣殿的时候，说一点响声都没有。
When these stones were moved to being built, they had no more noises.
已经被磨过了。
Because they have been carved.
那被磨过的话，就能够生出那平安的果子。
They have been quarried and have produced the fruit of peace.
所以为什么圣经说柔和的人有福了？
Therefore, the Bible says, "Blessed are those who are meek." Because they are to inherit the earth.
也就是说，他们必承受很丰盛的平安。
Which means they are going to inherit an abundance of peace.
你说是不是？
Isn't it right?
好，再唱诗。
Let us sing him.
434首。
Hymn number 434.